Penguin Random House Audio presents The Burnout Workbook, Advice and Exercises to Help You Unlock the Stress Cycle by Emily Nagoski, PhD, and Amelia Nagoski, DMA. It stands for Doctorate of Musical Arts. This is the author, Amelia Nagoski. Introduction. Welcome. The fact that you're listening to this probably means that you have hope that you can feel better, even if you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. And you're right, you can feel better. This workbook will show you how. It grew out of Burnout, The Secret to Unlocking the Stress Cycle, our best-selling book about stress, which surveys the ways women experience being overwhelmed, complete with all the receipts, stories, cultural context, and academic citations from many sciences that detail the problem. So the solutions make sense. The book explains both how to feel better and why the strategies work when so much mainstream advice for managing stress fails. It was the book I needed when burnout put me in the hospital twice. Since the book came out, we've learned that lots of readers are looking for help right now. They just need results, ASAP, and the receipts are optional. Some of these exercises in this workbook will help you right away. Some will become strategies you'll use in moments of stress, and some may require practice and time before you start seeing how helpful they are. If a certain exercise doesn't seem to click for you, don't worry, that's normal. Not everything will work for everyone, but everyone will find something that helps. You're striving to find peace. Will this workbook give you that? A lot of folks we've talked to have the goal of reaching a state of peace and staying there. But the body is not built to be only at peace. We're built to oscillate from peace to stress, and then return to peace and back again. The goal of this workbook is wellness. Wellness is not a state of mind or a state of being. Wellness is a state of action. It's the freedom to oscillate through all the cycles of being human, from effort to rest and back, from autonomy to connection and back, from sleeping to waking, from eating to digesting, from inhaling to exhaling, and so on. Burnout happens when we get stuck. These exercises will help you notice when you get stuck and show you what you can do to get unstuck. How to use this workbook. 1. With a notebook. Use the pages in the back of your planner, or get yourself a fancy A3 180 GSM heavy paper sketchbook. Use pens, highlighters, crayons, markers, paints, whatever. You don't have to write a response to every prompt, but the more you engage with the content of the book, the more senses you use, the more you make it your own, the more you'll learn. So write things down, sketch pictures, discuss questions with friends, post about them on social media, create a playlist. Use whatever medium helps you spend time exploring these ideas. 2. Go in order-ish. The book is designed to be used from beginning to end. Exercises and information are cumulative, so they will be most effective if you do them in order. That said, if there's something you know you need help with right now, for example, sleep, go ahead and skip straight to that topic. The exercises will still work independently. Don't do anything you don't want to do. There are a wide variety of exercises that use as many senses and ways of thinking as we could manage. In general, if you find an exercise that works for you, great! It's most effective to focus on the ones that use your strengths. And if there's something that doesn't work, that's also great. It's useful to know what doesn't help. If you're avoiding something because it brings up difficult feelings, we strongly encourage you to find a friend or therapist to work with you. 3. Spend time on things, but not too much. Assess how much time you're comfortable spending on each exercise. Some will be quick and easy for you. Others you may want to spend more time reflecting on. We've provided durations as broad suggestions. If you find yourself spending way less time on an exercise than is suggested, you may not be getting as much out of it as you could. Or if you're spending way more time on an exercise than is suggested, you might want to move on to something else and then come back to it later. They really are just suggestions. No one is watching or timing you. They're meant to give you an idea of what we intend so you can benefit as much as possible from the work you do. Also, listen to the exercise prompts at normal speed. If you tend to listen to audiobooks at 1.5 speed, like I sometimes do, that's fine for most of this one too. But when it comes to the instructions and questions for each exercise, let your brain slow down. I'll say exercise before each one so you'll know when to slow me back down to normal. 4. Practice non-judgment. There's an appendix at the end of this audiobook with detailed instructions on mindful non-judgment, but the short version is this. Non-judgment just means noticing that your brain has flooded your attention with thoughts about how good or bad a thing is, which may not always be relevant and can be distracting. Set aside thoughts of liking or disliking and keep your attention on the task at hand. How this audiobook is organized. This workbook focuses on managing stress, the cycle that happens in your body. We'll talk a little about managing the things that cause us stress, but our goal is to make you an expert in using your internal resources and recognizing the ways external social forces interfere with your well-being. Because that expertise will prepare you to deal with any problem. We've divided the workbook into 3 parts. Part 1, what you take with you. In the Star Wars movie, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, Luke Skywalker sees an evil cave. Looking toward the entrance with dread, he asks his teacher Yoda, "What's in there?" Yoda answers, "Only what you take with you." Once you know what you're taking with you, you'll be ready to face the scary stuff. Part 1 walks you through 3 internal resources you can rely on to feel better right away. 1. The stress response cycle. 2. The monitor, or the brain mechanism that controls the emotion of frustration. 3. Meaning in life. Meaning is often misunderstood as the thing you'll find at the end of the tunnel, but it's not. It's why we go through the tunnel, regardless of what we find on the other end. More on these later. Part 2, The Real Enemy. The title of this section is a reference to The Hunger Games, in which young Katniss Everdeen is forced into a game organized by a dystopian sci-fi government wherein she must kill other children. Her mentor tells her, "Katniss, while you're in there, remember who the real enemy is. It's not the people the government wants her to kill, who are also trying to kill her. The real enemy is the system that set up the game in the first place." This section is about recognizing the barriers that stand between you and your well-being. Spoiler, the problem is not you. Part 2 shows you how the game is rigged and how to play by your own rules. Part 3, wax on, wax off. In the original The Karate Kid movie, Mr. Miyagi teaches Danny LaRusso the art of karate by having him wax his car. "Wax on," Mr. Miyagi instructs, rotating his palm clockwise. "Wax off," he says, rotating his other palm counterclockwise. "Don't forget to breathe," he adds. Danny's training also includes sanding the deck, staining the fence, and painting the house. Why the repetitive, mundane tasks? Because in the mundane lie the protective gestures that help us grow strong enough to defend ourselves and the people we love. Part 3 is about what you can do every day to grow mighty and conquer burnout. Connect with the people and things you love, rest, and cultivate self-compassion. There's also an appendix at the very end where you'll find support in case you are confused by some of the phrases we use as instructions. For example, we often say, "Listen to your body," because it's a foundational part of this work, and it comes naturally to some people. Many of us, however, have no idea what that means. The good news is that listening to your body is a learnable skill. Anyone can do it, and we'll show you how. The same goes for mindfulness and brainstorming. We didn't want to take for granted that everyone just magically knows what things are or how to do them, because I didn't, and we figure I'm not the only one. Before we dive in, a word on coping. When there's so much going on that you don't have time to work through a series of exercises, there's coping. Our definition of coping is making this moment tolerable. Coping strategies are an important part of preventing and recovering from burnout. If we think of burnout as a wound, it's easy to understand why we need to stop the bleeding, protect the injury, and ease the pain to allow healing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?